Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Hebbing. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Vosmak reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Averill moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmak scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Haas reaches second base with a double. Swanson moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Haas moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Kress moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Wyatt reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes throws to second for one, and Appling throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hale moves to second. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-2 in the game. Kahm takes first base on ball four. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Kahm moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball towards center field. Haas fields the ball and throws to home. Berry drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Berry. Kahm scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Earl Webb pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to third. Berry moves to second. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Earl Webb. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hale moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Hale scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Calm moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer pinch runs for Joe Vosmick. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Faber. Galatzer moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Indians. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Willie Calm. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing left field. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Roy Spencer now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Milt Bocek pinch hits for Red Faber. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hale fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.